Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, open my heart and my mind, Father, to be receptive to this thy word, and to help me, Father, with my speech this morning. Now, Father, as we read your word this morning, may the Holy Spirit give us the truth of it and a greater understanding so that we can grow in faith and grow stronger and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now be with us, Father, throughout this study, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, going to be now in Galatians chapter 3. We've been through 1 and 2. So now we're going to be going to chapter 3. Verse 1. All foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus has been evidently sent forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you: received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? For have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? 5. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, does he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Now, we're going to back up here and take a look now at what these verses are actually telling you in that. In this first verse, he starts out, "O foolish Galatians." Foolish. What's he meaning by that? Foolish does not denote a natural stupidity, failure to use moral and spiritual discernment. And this word bewitched, he uses in here in verse 1, means to cast an evil spell on someone. Paul is thus saying that the only way to account for their theological deception is by malicious magic. The Greek word rendered "hath" been evidently set forth means to show forth as on a place card or something that would be set for them to see. The message of salvation had been set forth before the Gentiles and these Galatians before their eyes. And spiritual understanding was on a billboard. They had clearly understood the gospel, yet now were confused about it. Think about that for just a moment and see what the Spirit really gives you from that. And at verse 2 there, Paul appeals to the Galatians, to their own spiritual experience, to argue salvation by faith. Note that here the apostle refers to salvation by the reception of the Spirit. Why? Because the moment one is converted, he receives the Holy Spirit by a question. And Paul states that they receive the Spirit not by the works of the law, but by the hearing of faith as a result of their faith. Now, you know, in the footnotes of these study Bibles, these are put here by men. And some of them are not really right. Because they have inserted not only the definition and all things they believe. And we all know that the moment you go to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you repent and you are forgiven. There is other things you have to do in order to fulfill the plan of salvation. The next step is to be baptized into Jesus, into his name, where you are putting on his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And even then, most of the time, you are still not filled with the Holy Spirit. Because you see, the Lord's not going to give you something that you have no understanding about . And as we came through the book of Acts, we found that out. There were several times that a group that had received forgiveness and received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and all had to wait for others to come from even another town. We don't know how long it took because, for one, we're not told how long. We're not even told how they got there. A lot of places they had to go by walking. Others by horseback or camel, which is still slow. But they would not receive the Holy Spirit until they would get there and explain to them about the Holy Spirit and tell them all about it, because we were told in the book of Acts by those groups when they were asked, have you received the Holy Spirit yet? And they were told they didn't even know if there was one. They knew nothing about him. God's not going to give him to people like that. We are to hear. That's why we need to be in the study of God's Word. Now, there in verse 3, Paul's asking, are ye so foolish, having begun the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? No. We're not made perfect by the flesh. It takes the Spirit of Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, and the study and the friendship and the fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Father, and all, to come to the point until we become complete in Jesus. And for he asked, have you received so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain. And this verse, as in my study Bible says, this verse could be translated, have you experienced so many wonderful things without effect? If so, then it really would be to no avail. The wonderful things experienced are an understanding of the gospel. One, reception of the Spirit. Two, the seeing and seeing miracles performed in their midst. And should they try to earn salvation by good works, then all these wonderful things they have experienced would have had no positive influence on them. And that's what he's talking about there in 4. Now, here in 5. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. We know that it's not by the works of the law. It is the result of hearing the word of God and you standing believing by faith. Now, we go to verse 6 now. even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. We know that Abraham, when God was talking with Abraham, you know, he believed what God said to him, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And God made a covenant with Abraham that has carried forth even into this day of ours. In fact, he is considered a spiritual father to you and I today that believe in the word of Almighty God. 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. See what I was just telling you? There it is written up. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. But it's only those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that are the children of Abraham. You know, when God was talking to him and making these covenants and all with him, he was told his seed would be as the stars of the sky, innumerable, because it has come down through the years, and all that would believe God and all that would even become in our day believers of the Lord Jesus Christ and the things of God are considered the children of Abraham. Think about that and see what and how you stand. 8. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. And they have been, to the extent that this word is now, today, in this day and time, being preached in most all nations. In a lot of nations, not a whole lot, but still. And before the end, it will be. And then, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. You see, we're blessed just as Abraham was. Those that are of faith. Now, 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. We don't live by law. The law cannot justify you and I. In fact, with the coming of the Lord Jesus becoming our sacrifice, he fulfilled the law. No one is to actually live by the law today. We live by faith through the word of Almighty God and being taught by the Holy Spirit and his word. 11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Now, 12. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Now, those that are trying to live by the law, even unto this day, and there's a lot of that going on there in Jerusalem. They are those that are not believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. They're staying under the law. But for them to be ones that will make heaven their home, they have to keep everything about that law, and they have never been able to do it. That's why Jesus came. He goes on to tell us here in 12, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now, 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You see, listen to that verse. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That's the way we receive things, is through faith. We receive forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ through faith. We go to him by faith. And when we pray, we are to pray in faith, knowing that the Lord our God hears us. And when we pray, as he told us to pray, he says, pray to the Heavenly Father in Jesus' name, and I will hear from heaven. And you know, if I hear, then you shall receive your wishes. In other words, you'll receive those things you've been praying about. 15. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. Yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. 16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. You see, you can't do it. Now, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then service the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. 21. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But you see, the law couldn't do it. 22. But the scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith come, or came, before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. 24. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You see, I've told you time after time after time that being baptized any other way is not right. We are all to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ because we are putting him on. Now, 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We have now come to the end of chapter 3. And we're going to close out here this morning. God willing, we'll pick up in chapter 4 this evening to see what God has got for us then. And may you walk with him through this day, holding on to him, keeping each and every step with him that you take throughout this day. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word this morning, we thank you for your word, Father. And we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you for those that study with me, that stand with me, Father, that you've given with me. Now, Father, I pray for Jerusalem, Israel, for them to have peace. But even more than that, Father, for them to all except the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. Now, Father, this land in which I live has turned its back upon the Lord Jesus, upon your word, standing against the church and against your people. I pray, Father, for those in our government that has brought so much evil upon this land and its people, that they be removed from office, Father, and replaced by those that belong to you, that love you, love the Lord, love your church, your people, and love this country. And that will work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I pray for each one that has stood with me and their families, that the Holy Spirit work within all of our families, Father, because we all have family members that are not living in righteousness. And I'm asking, Father, for the Holy Spirit to work with us and to help us to bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that none be lost and all can make heaven their home. In Jesus' name, I pray, Father. Amen. All right. Now, I hope you all have a great day. And come back and be with me this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great, great day.